A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanity, says the teacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who does not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. What do mortals get from all the toil and strain with which they toil under the sun? For all of their days are full of pain, and their work is a vexation. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. You turn us back into dust and say, go back, children of the earth. To your eyes a thousand years are like yesterday come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. You sweep us away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent, is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge.
The second reading is a reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. So if you have been raised in Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthy: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with your new self, which is being renewed in knowledge, according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to give me my share of our inheritance." He replied, "Friend, who has set me up as your judge or arbiter?" Then he said to the crowd, "Avoid greed in all forms. A man may be wealthy, but his possessions do not guarantee him life." He told them a parable in these words. "There was a rich man who had a good harvest. What shall I do?" he asked himself. "I have no place to store my harvest." "I know," he said. "I will pull down my grain bins and build larger ones. All my grain and my goods will go there. Then I will say to myself, 'You have blessings in reserve for years to come. Relax. Eat heartily. Drink well. Enjoy yourself.'" But Jesus said to him, But God said to him, "You fool. This very night your life shall be required of you. To whom will all this piled up wealth of yours go?" That is the way it works with man who grows rich for himself instead of growing rich in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.